When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is the podcast you need to listen to if you feel like you've tried everything, like you are at your wit's end. You have this chronic pain, this condition, something that's unexplained, whether it's leaky gut or fibromyalgia, an autoimmune disorder, back pain, some type of itis, neuropathy, and it just defies logic. You've done everything. You've been to integrative doctors. You've tried Googling it. You've watched YouTube videos. You've gone to specialists. You've done all the things, and it feels like it's part of you now, and you're so frustrated. You want your life back. You want to stop having this condition, these chronic injuries, this debilitating, unexplained pain that just won't go away. If that's you or if it's someone you know, this episode is for you. All possibility starts with belief. The only way you're going to make $1 million this year is if you actually believe that's possible. You're not going to lose the last 10 pounds unless you believe that's within your ability. It's something you're going to do. You're not going to find your perfect mate or even have a good day unless, of course, first you believe that it's going to happen. Drug companies have known about this for years. It's the placebo effect. And certainly you've heard about the many studies. Like, there was a study done by Harvard Medical School that found that in that study, those who had irritable bowel syndrome, half the group were given a placebo, basically a sugar pill, and the other half were given actual pain medication. And the people receiving the placebo were just as successful in reducing their level of pain as people who actually received the medication. And these kinds of studies have been done over and over and over again. There's a study done on Parkinson's disease where researchers found that patients who were given a placebo treatment experienced dramatic improvements in their symptoms compared to those who received active medication. The American Medical Association found the patients with migraine headaches who received a placebo treatment also experienced significant reduction in the severity and the pain that they experienced when they're having headaches. Now, drug companies have a vested interest in ensuring that you don't believe in the power of placebo. They know it's true, right? Because our minds have the incredible connection to our bodies. Our minds have the ability to make us sick. Our minds have the ability to make us well in many cases. How many times have you heard the story? Oh, they were given 6 months to live and they died 6 months later to the day. Now, before I go much further, I just want to say this. You need to listen to this episode with an open mind. If you're already refusing to believe that your pain, your chronic condition, your health concern could in any way, shape, or form be anything other than physical, you will not get anything out of this episode. But if you're listening because you've tried freaking everything, and so what is the harm? You're just willing to listen. You're willing to consider the possibility, the very real probability that there may be a connection between your mind, your mental state, your emotions, and what's going on in your body. If you're willing to suspend your judgment, suspend your skepticism, and consider some of these discoveries because you want to get better, well, then you're in a really good place. You're in a good headspace. And here's a healthy dose of tough love. If you just refuse to believe that there could be any mind-body connection between what it is you've been experiencing, whether it's chronic pain or illness or fatigue or something from the immune system, if you're unwilling to look at that possibility, that is perhaps the strongest indicator of all, that this is something, holding on to it is something subconsciously you're doing. If you're unwilling to look at a possible solution and even suspend judgment for a half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour to consider it, that should tell you that you've got a wall up for some reason. This condition, this ailment, this pain that you've been experiencing is something you subconsciously need because you're trying to avoid something that is very emotional for you. It's someplace you don't want to go mentally. And so suffering, as you have been, is easier than having to confront a past trauma, pain, rage, anger, etc. And that is the premise of TMS. I'm sharing this topic with you today for personal reasons. I mean, I have a personal interest and have been deep diving into this stuff for personal reasons, specifically because of my husband's struggle for the last almost 2 years now with neuropathy. It makes no sense. He's been to every doctor, and it's almost become part of his identity. He's so focused on getting better and finding new experts and talking to people about what they've tried and trying desperately to look for a new solution, because he believes, I just haven't uncovered what is at the root of my neuropathy. And once I do uncover what is at the root of it, well, then I'll be able to fix it. So he has continued to search and to find treatments and modalities and experts. And in many ways, it's become a constant preoccupation. If you have ever experienced back pain, fibromyalgia, neuropathy, tendonitis, bursitis, plantar fasciitis, chronic knee pain, chronic hip pain, vertigo, IBS, migraines, rotator cuff injuries, shin splints, tennis elbow, pelvic floor pain, TMJ, carpal tunnel syndrome, neck pain, and even chronic fatigue syndrome, you should know that these are all conditions commonly associated with TMS. So what is TMS? TMS stands for tension myoneural syndrome, which is now often referred to as the mind-body syndrome. These are conditions that are often believed to be the result of emotional or psychological stress that is, it's unresolved. And so the body takes on physical symptoms. And I'm sure you're not surprised to know that a lot of the medical community does not recognize this as a diagnosis. Why? Well, because it's in their financial best interest economically to continue to find a solution. I think about the tens of thousands of dollars and the hundreds and hundreds of hours that my husband has spent trying to figure out what is going on. And it was really just the suggestion from some of you, someone who listens to the podcast, quite a few people who just recognized the same things and suggested that he consider TMS. And specifically to look into the teachings of Dr. John Sarno. And I get it. When your shoulder hurts, when you are in extreme knee pain, when you cannot feel your feet, your ankles, your knees, when you have irritable bowel syndrome, when you have serious pain, to hear someone say, basically, it's all in your head, you're like, excuse me? It's all in my head. I'm one of the toughest people I know. You think I want to have this pain? You think I want to experience this? I do not. I hate it and I want it to go away. And if that's how you feel, if you hate it and you want it to go away, I'm just asking you to suspend for a moment the conventional wisdom that it's something you can fix if you just find the right pill, the right treatment, take the right injection. And instead, I mean, what do you have to lose, especially if you've tried everything else? If you consider there might be a mind-body connection. Listen, this is a very new pursuit for both Brett and I, and it's something that we are completely immersed in at the moment. And I want to share with you what we have learned. And I think the place to start is with Dr. John Sarno. He is considered by many the physician who pioneered this research. But since his original discoveries, there's been, I don't know how many different, and I'm going to list some of them because I've read some of them. Some of them are great. Some of them are summaries of his books. And a lot of the books that he originally wrote pertain to back pain. But since that time, his discoveries continued to evolve. And he found that there was a mind-body connection for so many different conditions. Back pain being probably the most popular one. By that, I mean, like, there are more people in the United States in particular suffering from back pain than just about any other chronic condition. But his discoveries offer basically a holistic approach based on the premise that your body actually wants to heal and it can heal, But the root cause of most of these illnesses, conditions, and chronic pain is related to a mind-body connection. He believes, many people do also believe, that our body is intimately connected to psychological factors like stress, like emotions that we haven't processed, like past trauma, and that these things contribute, especially in certain personality types, to certain health issues. Brett and I have listened to almost four now different books on the topic, at least five different podcasts, interviews with some of these authors. We have read articles. I mean, as per usual, I am in full-blown ADHD research immersion mode. If you promise that this is something that it's opened up your eyes and you're willing to consider, if you promise me that you'll continue to do your own research, I will share with you a summary in our own words of the research that we've done. And then Brett will join me and we'll talk about what we've learned and how he feels about it. Again, do please take into consideration, this is just our personal summary of what we've taken away, some of the biggest points. So I think the one that was most like eye-opening for me was understanding that this is something that a very particular personality type experiences more often than others. So someone like me who doesn't stress a lot, doesn't internalize, like I talk about friggin' everything, I'm not likely to experience a condition that's related to TMS. But the type of personality that is someone who is like the go-to person, like the person who kind of takes care of everybody else, who wants to be like really consumed with being good. That's what Dr. Sarno found. No relationship to our Dr. Sarno, by the way. So this is someone who is a perfectionist, someone who is always on high alert, always worried about the details, always worried about everybody else, as a worrier, but also really wants to please people and take care of people. And they are the type that often don't want help or are afraid to ask for help, or maybe they just don't have help from other people. So they learn to only rely on themselves. That was really interesting. And what he found is that these individuals are often out of touch with their physical body. So they don't sense pain usually the same way. They're just like tough and they handle everything themselves until they can't. This is the kind of person who doesn't realize that they're walking around with walking pneumonia. You know what I mean? And then what happens is they push down emotions, especially anger and rage. And those repressed emotions, sometimes it can be from a past trauma. It can be from a current situation that you're in. And it just builds up and builds up and builds up. And eventually, because this person like doesn't even take the time to understand or recognize that they should be upset, that they should be angry, that they're entitled to feel those things, the body keeps the score, which is another great book, by the way, which really talks about all these things too. And that was a New York Times bestseller. I've talked about it here on the show before. I just didn't think about it in terms of, well, I don't think I read it when Brett was experiencing his pain or his neuropathy, but basically because you're repressing whatever it is, the stress, emotion, rage, anger, sadness, whatever emotion it is that you're suppressing, the body is like, well, I mean, this is energy and it has to go somewhere. So it manifests itself in the form of one of these conditions, whether it's a chronic illness or chronic pain. And it can feel very, very real. I mean, it is real, but it's only real because it's real in your head, but it's normal. And I know this is kind of like strange. I mean, because there's no questioning that Brett is numb. So how does he fix that? As we were listening to it, he would get impatient. As we're listening to some of these books, he's like, okay, that's great. That's great. That's great. How do I fix it? I believe it. Okay, great. What do I need to do? And that is one of the next things that I want to share is in order to improve your condition, your pain, et cetera, it starts with self-awareness. Like it is essential that you heal. And if you aren't self-aware or brave enough to go there to heal that emotion that's been repressed, then those psychological issues, they will manifest themselves someplace else. Even if you decide, okay, I no longer have this chronic shoulder issue, or I am no longer suffering from chronic fatigue, it's going to show up someplace else unless you resolve those psychological issues. So the first step to healing or finding relief from whatever it is you're suffering from or continue to suffer from, because let's face it, you know these types of individuals, it's always something, right? Like first they have a bad knee and they get knee surgery and then the other knee needs knee surgery and then they have chronic migraines and then that same person stops having migraines and then suddenly they have unexplained deafness in one ear. And then they're like, what is going on? And then that goes away. And then suddenly they have irritable bowel syndrome. And then the next thing you know, like it's all these kind of like unexplained, strange conditions. And they're the nicest people, great people. These are the hardest working, most conscientious folks, but they are so disconnected from the mind-body connection that you have to start with education. And by education, I mean like educating yourself on the process of healing and really understanding how strong the mind-body connection is. Like if you seek to understand the mind-body connection, like how it works and how our emotions play a role in our healing, if you seek to understand that and then you seek to understand what healing looks like and giving yourself permission to be self-aware and to experience those emotions and to go through it, that is how people can take control of their health. Now, I'm not saying this is not like an anti-doctor or anti-prescription or anti-meds podcast or anything like that. This is about those things that we've been turning to the medical community and asking them to solve it. And we're frustrated with the medical community because we're like, how come nobody can figure this out? Why is it no one can figure this out? Well, because the medical community has been trained to treat a physical symptom. Think about the fact that, you know, our psychologists and our medical doctors, they don't even overlap. You know, when's the last time your medical doctor said, are you going to therapy? You know what I mean? When is the last time your therapist asked if you're experiencing any shoulder pain or gut pain or chronic fatigue? When it comes to our health professionals, mind and body are completely disconnected. So it's no wonder that we as laymen look to the professionals, and because they don't connect mind and body, we don't connect mind and body. I mean, just take sleep, for example. We all know how important sleep is, right? When was the last time your doctor asked you what kind of sleep you're getting and how much quality sleep are you getting? I mean, I told my general practitioner that I had major brain fog and I couldn't think straight and I felt like I couldn't concentrate. I mean, I was describing all the symptoms of ADHD, but what was interesting is he never asked me about sleep. I was never asked about sleep until I went to the Amen Clinic. And we know sleep is a cornerstone of health, both physical and emotional. Like you aren't emotionally regulated if you don't have proper sleep. And if you need proper sleep, if that's something you're struggling with, I want to encourage you to, number one, improve your sleep hygiene. We've talked about that many times on the show. Number two is look at what hormones your body may be deficient in, because most people don't even realize that they are completely deficient in melatonin. It's something your body should produce naturally, but most of us don't. We don't get enough vitamin D. And so by taking a melatonin supplement, which is all natural, you can improve your sleep without knocking yourself out with a booze at night or taking a sleep aid. My personal recommendation are the sleepy gummies. They have melatonin, they have cannabinol, and they have CBD. And those are the parts of the cannabis plant that don't have any of the hallucinogenic effects. So there's zero THC, but by combining those three ingredients, a lot of people, not everybody, but I would say probably 90% of the people that tell me they've tried them say, I can't live without them. I literally get the best sleep now. It's insane. Like I said, they might not work for everybody, but why would you not try a all natural remedy that actually tastes great? And speaking of tasting great, they have a new flavor just released. It's raspberry lemonade. It's so good. I'm still very partial to the honey chamomile because chamomile also helps with sleep and it's all natural. But, you know, if you don't like the honey chamomile, try the raspberry lemonade. Try the blueberry lemonade. They're delicious and you get 15% off When you go to, and this is a new link, so write it down. This is a new one that gets you 15% off. GetSoul.com/Shalene. That gets you 15% all of their products. Of course, I love the Sleepy Gummies, but you should check it out because they've got lots of other phenomenal CBD products. Unfortunately, I do apologize. Canada, it's not my fault, but they can't ship there. But if you're in the United States, go get your 15% off by going to GetSoul.com/Shalene. Okay, and again, as I was saying, because they don't connect mind and body, we don't connect mind and body, but pioneers like Dr. Sarno and many of his students and the therapists and physicians who have trained with him are changing that. This is something that interests you. I'm just barely scratching the surface. My goal today was to just pique your curiosity and get you excited to learn more. You really do need to hear from the experts, of which I am not. But I did want to get you thinking about this and excited about the possibility of living without whatever it is that you've been living with. It's become part of your identity. Unfortunately, it's this thing that you so desperately want to get rid of. What if you could? And what if it were free? And what if by learning enough about this mind-body connection and how it relates to you, your personality type, and the conditions, pains, and chronic health problems, what if you could prevent a future nightmare, a future issue that you don't even have to experience by better understanding how your brain, your emotion, your past traumas, your repressed feelings, etc., how those things may be having an impact on your body. So if you check out our website, shalene.com, we're going to have a blog post up there where I'm going to list, but I want to mention a couple of them now, just in case you're like, no, I need to know. And each one of these resources is based on how it is you like to take in information. So if you're someone who wants like the whole kit and caboodle, you want to hear from the original source, I would suggest the Mind-Body Prescription, Healing the Body, Healing Pain by Dr. John Sarno. That's kind of the longer version. If you want a great Audible book that you can consume in less than 2 hours, I would recommend one by Steve Ozanic, and it's spelled O-Z-A-N-I-C-H. The Audible is called Dr. John Sarno's Top 10 Healing Discoveries. Again, the author is Stephen Ray Ozanic, and it's got a great narrator, so you'll enjoy that one. If you are more of a documentarian, you want to watch something, go to Google and type in All the Rage Saved by Sarno. It is a documentary. You'll have to pay like $4 to watch it. I saw it on Vimeo. It's amazing. And there's lots of celebrity appearances, so it makes it a little more interesting. I think it's great. You actually get to hear from Dr. Sarno himself in this documentary, who has since passed away. So if you want to read a long book from the doctor, I gave you that option. And I'm going to give you lots of others because many of his students have gone on to kind of, I don't want to say put their own twist on it, but yeah, kind of put their own twist on it and expand the way that we can apply his teachings. As I mentioned at the top of the show, there's always exceptions to the rule, but my husband is like the stereotypical personality type for someone who is prone to experience TMS. He's also one who's a little skeptical about these kinds of things. So I thought it would be interesting for you to hear from him. I don't know. It feels like on Instagram, there's all new people every day because they're like, wait, when did you move to the beach? I'm like, 4 years ago? I mean, has it been a while since you've watched my stories? But I'm always being asked about what I take natural supplements for, you know, to help with my brain health. So the two biggest and most important ones, the ones that I mix in my water twice a day, is I put a little packet of immunity, and the immunity I get from Organifi. Actually, I get both of these from Organifi. So I get Organifi Immunity and Organifi Pure. Now, the Pure is the one that's really for your brain. I mean, it's 100% clinically proven to boost BDNF by 142%. Shalene, what is BDNF? It's brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's basically what makes your brain connect synapses. Do you know sometimes you feel like, wait, why is my brain just not connecting the dots quick enough? That's your BDNF. So this stuff is clinically proven to increase it. It improves the gut-brain axis. And I don't know if that's interesting to you, but basically that's what makes your memory retrieval, like when you're looking for information, it makes that happen faster. I also like the Pure because, okay, it tastes like lemonade. It tastes like my lemon ginger lemonade, but in a little packet. Okay, then the immunity taste has kind of an orange flavor to it. So I mix those two together. It's kind of like almost like a starburst. Then I also add my BCAAs to that mix. And sometimes I'll even add like protein water to that mix. So, I mean, it literally tastes like a starburst. It's very fruity and it's delicious and it's good for me and it makes me crave my water. And then I put a ton of ice in there and it's just super refreshing. Anyways, if you want to check out the Organifi products, because they have a ton of them. I mean, those are the two that I take twice a day, every day. But they've got green juice. They've got red juice. Oh, they've got their Organifi Gold chocolate. It's like a hot chocolate. It's super soothing. It's got medicinal mushrooms, organic cacao, and it's a completely holistic alternative to hot chocolate. Tons of great products. And because you listen to The Chalene Show, you get yours for 20% off when you go to Organifi.com/Chalene. Again, it's Organifi.com/Chalene, and code Chalene gets you 20% off. All right. As I was saying, my husband is like the stereotypical personality type for someone who is prone to experience TMS. He's also one who's a little skeptical about these kinds of things. So I thought it would be interesting for you to hear from him. So people who listen, especially to the Friday show and especially our Patreon people, they know about the fact that you experienced neuropathy. I guess it's been about 18 months now.
This June will be 2 years.
You've done absolutely everything. What have you done?
The list is long. So I've done multiple MRIs. I've done spinal taps. I've done blood work. I've done injections of all kinds of stuff, whether it's cortisone or I've done nerve block shots. That's the latest thing, that pelvic floor internal work. I've done acupuncture. I've done infrared sauna. I've done NAD. I've done peptides. I've done everything. I've literally done everything anyone has suggested.
I mean, you've been to physical therapists, you've been to neurologists, you've been to nerve experts, back experts, pelvic floor experts, like everyone.
And here's the interesting thing. After the first 2 months, nothing has made it change. Ankles remain stiff, the back of the knees remain tight, the saddle region remains a little numb, it's bilateral.
It seems like you have also wavered in and out of being almost depressed about it.
Oh, for sure. Because with my background, being an athlete, the deal is that you get injured or you have an injury and somebody tells you it's going to take this long to recover. And here's what you need to do. And it's just like, oh, okay, I'll go do that. And nothing has been able to do that. So my athletic brain goes, this is so frustrating that I'm not seeing progress on all the little things that I'm doing.
I'm an athlete. I'm coachable. I'm doing, everyone's coaching me and I'm doing everything they're telling me, but I'm not improving. I'm not getting it and I'm not fixing it. I'm not achieving the goal. So then we started listening to these books and these audibles. It kind of came about because, you know, you were like, I just don't know what else to do. And I was like, well, what if you did nothing? I thought back on when we were in Europe and you didn't do any of your treatments last year when we were in Europe for a month. And you also stopped talking about it really for the most part. And I think because it wasn't something you're doing every single day, it wasn't something that was regularly on your mind. It was still present, but you were definitely in lighter spirits because of that. So then anyways, after listening to these books and stuff, you're someone who normally isn't into like woo-woo kind of things. So where are you?
So it was quite interesting listening to these books. We kind of dove in together and we're listening to them and we'd stop it and pause and talk about it. It makes a lot of sense. Nobody's been able to figure out really what this is. Nothing has improved it, which leads me to believe like there's got to be something deeper. All the things I was doing, there would be some slight improvement. I must not be attacking this the right way. And then it made total sense about like how powerful the brain is, how powerful your nervous system and how it's all related to your emotions and what was going on at the time of this happening, like literally was like the crescendo of everything that was happening with my parents. My dad's dementia was already Alzheimer's was already very prevalent, but just dealing with my mom's, the way she handled it was very difficult. And it was,
and
just,
also he was living with us, and that was very difficult.
Oh, it was very difficult. But remember what I always said, he was easy. It was the fact that we had to, like, that my mom's presence was still every single day with him. I mean, it was just like, it was just so much. And then today, just today, because now I'm thinking about this in a different light, we were talking about how I don't ever remember worrying about my parents, like, for one second. Well, when I was growing up, when you and I first got married, so through our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, never worried about Bob and Debbie. Like,
you never felt like, oh my God, I've got to call my dad, or I need to call my mom, or I wonder, I hope they're not upset with me. Are they, like, nothing, you never, it was just so carefree, your relationship with your parents.
We could go on vacation. I wasn't worried about what my parents were doing, or if my parents went on vacation, I wasn't worried about them. Like,
and you went from that state to being in a constant state of, like, the most heightened sense of responsibility and worry for both of them.
100%. It was that plus the fact that I was trying to, like, really try to figure out, like, why is this happening? And why aren't people acting the way they're supposed to be acting?
It's like we're trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, and that caused a lot of stress.
So we started listening to these audios like about, I guess, a week and a half ago. Yeah. What did you decide and where are you today?
I've decided that I'm only going to do treatments to just, like, relax the body, without the intention that I'm going to get up from it and feel any different in terms of, like, what's going on with my legs and stuff. I'm just going to kind of give up on the treatment side of the thing and just really focus on just being positive about my outlook on whatever is going to happen is going to happen.
Are you willing to accept the fact that maybe nothing will change? Like, just surrender?
Not yet, no.
So you're not willing to surrender to, like, this is just what it is? And
that's two different things. I would say that I've surrendered already to, like, this is what it is, but I haven't surrendered to, like, this is what it is and it's never going to change. I haven't done that yet. I'm not that far. I'm not that far advanced yet.
Are you going to do the work on figuring, like, how to get in touch with your maybe repressed rage or anger or emotions?
Yes, because I've done that before. I've worked through lots of things, so I feel confident that I, you know, with guide and stuff like that I can do that.
You haven't talked even once about your ankles, and you haven't mentioned it. It used to be every single day, like probably 10 times a day, you talked about your condition. When people saw you, they would say, how are your legs? How is your neuropathy? And you talked about it. And I've noticed, like, no one's asked, which is weird because everyone used to ask. Like, my parents didn't even ask. Like, they always ask. So that, to me, is also kind of this weird thing.
Yeah. So maybe I'm projecting everything's okay.
Right. And the body believes the brain.
I mean, I know what my body feels like, and it only makes sense that, like, this has some, like, mind control on what's going on. It doesn't make sense that I hurt myself.
So are you, like, you're going to start doing some of the journaling. You already, like, called and canceled, like, a ton of different things that you were taking mm-hmm. for the condition. It's almost like you've decided for yourself, like, okay, I don't have this going on anymore.
100%. Oh, and also, it's so crazy that I got blood work right before I left. And then we started listening to this book, and I'm not even going to tell them that I have it, like, the neuropathy anymore. Uh-huh. Like, they tried to, like, oh, you have that? Okay, well, we should do this, this, and this. And they're integrative doctors. So I'm not even going to tell them. I'm just going to let them look at the blood work. And I guarantee you, my blood work won't be any different than it was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Be the same type of patterns and stuff like that. And so I'm not even going to tell them, because I told them last time. We did the blood work, and they're like, well, is there anything going on that you'd like to talk about? And then when I told them about it, then they dove into, like, oh, we are integrative health doctors for the Red Bull doctors, and that we can get you to their back specialist. You know, so it was like, oh, so you have a solution for me, and I'm not going to tell them anything.
You seem like you're in a better mood. It seems like there's not something that's just constantly weighing on you already.
I feel like I'm on the way to accepting this through this different light. When I'm working out, that's when you notice it the most. I'm doing legs and you notice that your ankles are a little tight, but I've decided to just go, okay, they're tight, but
this is normal.
And I'll just keep lifting. And I've literally said, the book tells you exactly like what your body's going to do when you start to embrace this, which it says, oh, it's going to revert to some other place. So I totally was like walking on the treadmill up doing a grade, and all of a sudden my left knee started to like hurt a little bit, like underneath. And I hurt my knee in college, but my knee's fine now. You know what I mean? I've done tons of crazy stuff since college. So it's not a football injury. And I remember I just literally was like, no, my knee's fine. And it went away.
Wow.
I literally was on the treadmill. It started like aching a little bit. I was like, no, I'm fine. Stop that.
Yeah.
His teachings suggest that you just continually remind yourself, this is normal. I'm okay. And just move forward. Okay, well, we'll report back and we'll keep people posted. Okay, and finally, Brett and I created 10 mantras, actually 11, surprise, surprise, 11 mantras that he reviews. These are based on Dr. Sarno's teachings. This is based on several of the books and some of the other authors, and as well as The Body Keeps the Score. And these are mantras that he created, or we created together for him. But I think they would be really helpful to you too. So I'm going to make sure that they are in our show notes as well. And I'm going to read them to you now. All right. But please copy them from our show notes and paste them into your own document so you can read these. Number one, my body is strong and capable of healing itself. Number two, I trust my body's ability, and I am no longer afraid of physical activities that I once enjoyed. This is number three. I am committed to exploring my suppressed emotions, repressed anger, and releasing any tension that is causing my condition. Number four, I do not need to fear painful thoughts or emotions. Number five, there is nothing structurally wrong with me. Number six, I am grateful for my body and my body's ability to feel sensations, even if they are uncomfortable at times. Number seven, it's normal and it's harmless to experience physical discomfort or pain at times. I will remember, however, that those sensations are a reminder to notice my emotions. Number eight, I will release any fear and anxiety I have around my condition and replace it with trust and confidence in my body's healing abilities. Number nine, I will no longer give my condition my energy or my focus. Number 10, my condition is not dangerous, so I will resume physical activities that I have been fearfully avoiding. And number 11, my physical body is miraculous and capable of overcoming anything. I hope that was helpful for you. I just want to remind you, I think it's obvious, but this is not to replace seeing your doctor. Obviously, if you have a broken bone, if you have something that's bleeding or bruised, or you have been in a car accident, like, this is not for all conditions. This is very specific to the types of conditions that come on after an enormous amount of stress. For people who have a certain personality type, if you've got some of the conditions I mentioned earlier, that unexplained, weird, this doesn't make sense, no one can figure out why am I having this thing, you know if this applies to you or not. But of course, if you don't believe that this is going to help you, then it won't, and that's okay. But I hope that it does help some of you. And I'm not saying that it has healed Brett, but I'll tell you this, I have a different husband this week. It was getting bad, really bad. And so if nothing else, I hope if you are someone who's been suffering from chronic pain, chronic fatigue, chronic condition of some sort, please understand that it's not just exhausting for you, it's really exhausting for the people around you too. So why not give this a try? Why not? Just this subtle shift in Brett's mindset has had a huge impact. I've noticed his posture change, his attitude change, our conversations have changed. He's just lighter we're not talking about it every day. You know, I'm not constantly asking him how he's doing. He's not constantly coming in to tell me how his last appointment went and how his legs are feeling. Like, it's just, we're just living life now and he's not focused on it. And it's not fun to be focused on something negative, something so limiting. So I encourage you to just, why not give this a try? I hope it was helpful. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback. Please offer that to me in our podcast group. It's on Facebook. It's called Shalene's Pod Squad. If you run into me while we're on our travels, don't you forget to tell me I listen to the podcast, because that makes me very happy and excited to meet you, give you a big hug. And of course, Patreon, you guys can leave your comments there as well. I'd love to know what you guys think about all this. Thank you for the comments you've left, because it's because of this community that I was really turned on to this possibility. And that's what it is. It's just a possibility. I love you. I mean it. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. It's very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. And if you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Shalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Shalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Shalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at shalene.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.